You know, I'm excited about OC being here. He's one of the things I didn't know about him is all I've seen was on film, but he his leadership ability has shown up quite a bit with our young players, which has been outstanding, been great. He's an early bird kind of guy, so he's in here working, but several of our younger guys and even a couple of our older guys have kind of gravitated toward that, and they're all working together. So from an impact standpoint, I mean, we know what he's done on the field. Everybody can see that, and I'm aware of that too, but off the field, those little things are appreciated, and I think they'll help us.
Anything in particular about Banks that you think he might be further ahead of that might surprise you in any part of his game?
The only thing he's really further ahead of is he is a mature person, and he takes it real serious. It's not just fun and games to him, as it is for some guys at times. So that's the only thing I really see from a maturity standpoint. It's unfortunate, though, he hadn't played in a long time, because that does show at times, too. So I think the only advantage I would say right now that he's got on the other guys is the fact that he is a more mature guy and knows what's at stake and how important it is to him. But otherwise, he's probably in the same boat as most of the other young guys that are playing. All done. Great. That's super. Way to go.
Not having Trufant here,
does it put Trufant up? Yes. I mean, naturally it does. I'll say this, though. One of the reasons we did draft him as well is he's a very bright individual. And, you know, with our need at corner, we were hopeful to get somebody that could come in and contribute early, and hopefully he can do that. Although Robert Alford's doing an excellent job as well. But as far as Desmond goes, it puts him behind a little bit because, you know, again, we're not practicing. But at the same time, I know he's communicating every day with Tim Lewis, excuse me, and, you know, they're Skyping and doing things like that. So there's a lot of that going on, and he's, as Tim has stated many times, he's very bright. He picks things up real well. Now, it's different when you pick it up just as us talking and then go do it. It can be different because the bullets fly much faster out there in the field than they do on a, you know, telephone or something. But I'd rather have him here, obviously, but he's not. But I think he'll catch up.
What's the main goal you want your defense to accomplish going into training camp?
Main goal? You know, it's every year it's a new challenge, and you can compare it to the year before. But the problem with that is a lot of times nowadays you have a new squad. And in our case, we will have some players doing new things and some new guys coming and contributing. So I would say that the biggest objective is we get to, you know, continue to work to play as one, because it's not going to be the same group as a year ago. You know, Abraham's gone, Dante's gone. I mean, there's players that'll, like I said, will change. So as opposed to saying we did this poorly last year, we got to do that better this year, or continue what it was, with each and every group, it's a start over kind of thing, in my opinion. So I would, you know, to me, it's really just playing as one, as a unit. Statistically, there's always things you can pick out and say, boy, I'd like to be better here and there. But the things that we did well, I'd like to continue as a trend would naturally be we always kept the points down. We were very good in the red zone, turned the ball over a lot. Quarterbacks against us weren't very successful other than the running guys. So things like that we'd like to continue, but we have to do a better job in some other areas. But again, this is a new group that we have to do it.